1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an insurance agent like Elber Insurance Agency who will protect you in that moment. Elber Insurance Agency, with offices in Port Hope and Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach trying to finalize all plans here to make their way into the end zone first. It's 0-0 facing Marlette at home. 10:39 left in this first half. Kirsch in the shotgun, two wide each way, working off the right hash at the Marlette 5-yard line. Man in motion to the left, and it's James Schelke. It's a Kirsch pass to the left, and this one's a little overthrown. I like the play call. They had Schelke open, but this one was just a little bit too much air underneath it. Incomplete pass, third down.
Yeah, they call timeout and check Jason Gaffke in at slot receiver on the left side. And both receivers, that's Schelke and Gaffke, both take two steps and make breaks to the inside of the field for a slant route. However, Schelke on the outside then completely turns around and heads towards the sideline. And that timing route was let go. The quarterback, Kirsch, throws the ball to that sideline before he even makes that break. But a little too much air under it. The ball floats out of bounds. No chance for Schelke to make a play, even though he was open for a chance for a touchdown.
Same formation. Now Schelke in motion to the right, and he's going to get a handoff, and Marlette's there to stop him at the original line of scrimmage. A whole swarm of white jerseys bringing him down. Number 53, Corbin Chisholm on the tackle. And no gain. Now a fourth down inside the 4-yard line. Goal to go.
Yeah, Corbin Chisholm in on another tackle for this Red Raider defense, bringing up fourth down, four to go, and that 4 yards would be its score. So big play here for both teams coming up, whether it be Harbor Beach getting on the board first or Marlette trying to swing momentum back in their favor.
This is the fourth possession of the night between the two teams. Marlette got the ball first, and a quick three and out took 1:24 off the clock, resulting in a turnover of downs. Harbor Beach then, 50-second drive results in interception. Marlette, another turn of downs, brings us to this point now. And Harbor Beach blows another timeout. And to discuss this one after taking a look at the defensive front of the Red Raiders. And we'll take a short break as well. 9:42 left in the first half. Harbor Beach facing a fourth down, goal to go.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron and Sanilac and North Tuscola counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Harbor Beach facing a fourth down from the Marlette 4-yard line. Goal to go. Two wide to the left. One to the right. Two men in the backfield. Kirsch is in the shotgun. And it's a throw to the Tyler Vollmering on the go. And it is complete. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Kirsch connects with Tyler Vollmering from 4 yards out. Harbor Beach on the board first. It's 6-0 over Marlette.
Well, I love the play call. They go with the triple option for Brady Kirsch and company. He fakes the handoff, keeps it to himself. He's got a pitch backer if he needs it to his left. He turns up the middle of the field like he's going to run it. Number 23, Ethan Stover, in pass coverage, breaks to the line of scrimmage to make the tackle, and instead Brady Kirsch throws the ball to an open receiver for a quick touchdown.
And the extra point from Wyatt House is up, and it is good. It's 7-0. Harbor Beach leads Marlette with 9:38 left in the second quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Dearest Colette, It has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send. What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bannex, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
Harbor Beach strikes first. It's 7-0 Pirates over Marlette. With 9:38 before halftime. Number 80, Wyatt House, tight end, defensive tackle, kicker, 6'3", 230-pound senior. Kicks this one away. It's a short kick, comes in at the 20-yard line. Brought in by number 3, it looks like. And he's finally brought down at about the 42-yard line. Brought down by Travis Hansen. Ryan Bauer on your return for Marlette. They'll start this drive at their own 42-yard line, a 58-yard field to work with.
Yeah, a second kick return for Marlette in this game, and another nice kick return for them, giving their offense good field position.
First and 10 for the Red Raiders, trailing 7-0 to Harbor Beach. Two receivers wide each way. McKenney in the shotgun. Has number 33, Ethan Tate, to his left. Excuse me, number 23, Ethan Stover, to his left. There's a pass downfield to number 20, Brett Knox. It is caught at the 35-yard line, all the way down to the 28-yard line, but we have a flag flying in the backfield, and more than likely going to be a hold, and more than likely the culprit is Ben Nied, not sure on his last name, and that's exactly what it is, so don't even look at that play. It didn't happen as... they're going to march 10 yards backwards.
Yeah, Harbor Beach gets a break. Looks like the zone coverage there was getting beat. Four wide receivers run streaks. All of them are running deep. They catch Harbor Beach in a zone. They run past all the shallow linebacker defenders. There's only two deep safeties, so a lot of options for the quarterback to throw to as he hits his in stride. However, number 50, no matter how you say his last name, Clark, is guilty of the holding call. Now second. And a first down and 20 to go.
Two wide to the right, one to the left. Shotgun for McKenney. And he has Knox, or Stover, to his left. It's going to be a quarterback keeper up the middle. This one's going to go nowhere fast. Forward progress has him out to the 31-yard line. Brought down by number 7, Brandon Puff, linebacker for the Pirates. It's going to be a 3-yard gain. And now sets up a second down, 19 to go, as it was a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Pushed them back to originally a first down, 22 to go.
Yeah, they run read option. McKenney sees an opening, and he keeps the ball for himself. He hits that opening, but he gets run over by number 7, Brandon Puff, the linebacker for the Pirates.
The Pirates have something to cheer about for very few times this season, one right now. Throwing downfield to about the 40-yard line. This one is overthrown. Good coverage by Travis Hansen. Turned to look at the ball at their own 40-yard line. Intended receiver was Aaron Leffler. Falls incomplete. Sets up a third down and a country mile to go from the 32-yard line. First down markers at the Harbor Reach 48.
Well, both the receiver and the defensive back do the right thing. Number 7, Aaron Leffler, creates contact with the defensive back, in this case Hansen, but he does a nice job in coverage, stride for stride. He turns to look for the football. That contact becomes null and void. The pass falls incomplete. Perfect coverage there by the Pirates secondary.
Man in motion to the right, Stover, two wide each way. Empty backfield for McKenney. A little bit of a screen pass. This one falls incomplete. Tyler Ladd wasn't expecting the pass. It hits its fingertips and falls incomplete. And now Marlette facing a fourth down, 19 yards to go. The first down marker is way down on Water Street. with 8:19 left in the second quarter, 7-0, Harbor Beach leading.
And I think Tyler